Swaffley is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And now the corporate media is moving on to the Ukraine situation and how the U.S. government is warning Russia not to send military into the Ukraine. Well, it's already too late. They're on the ground in the Crimea. And, of course, given that the U.S. and other Western powers organized this coup d'etat, what the U.S. government is effectively saying is, look, we worked hard to overthrow that country. Don't you come in and spoil it for us right now. Or maybe they're going the other way. We know how much they want war across the entire globe, how much they want a World War III. So they're out there saying, when they're actually saying, don't send military into the Ukraine, what they're really saying is, I dare you to send the military into the Ukraine. Come on, Putin. Invade. I dare you. I double dog dare you. These people who want war, I mean, there's this giant wet smear down the front of their expensive suits because they can't stop the drooling. They go to sleep at night dreaming about, you know, young people being blown to bloody bits and, you know, the blood arcing across the sky in Panavision slow motion. They love this stuff because they're not the ones who are going to get killed. Nobody they know is on the front lines. Their kids are safe. In some rear echelon area, or they're off in college, or they're off in whatever. The people who start the wars never fight them. That's the problem with the United States. And when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, I think we should have a requirement in there for whatever legislative body we have, is that anybody who's out there voting for war, their kids have to be on the front lines. I think that mechanism alone would keep the new United States polite and respectful. The reality is that this war machine that we've created is for invasion and always has been. Because since the end of World War II, the United States has maintained at huge cost the ability to annihilate any country that invades the physical United States. So if we're talking about a Department of Defense, all we need is that nuclear trident. We don't need all these other deployable forces. We don't need these 700, 800 military bases around the world. Not if what we're talking about is defense. Any nation attacks the territorial United States, just wipe them off the map. This entire so-called Defense Department is a Department of Offense. And all these 700 military bases around the world are the garrisons to make sure these countries are doing things that favor the United States. It's the new American empire. And that empire is crumbling. And it may lash out and literally incinerate the planet in its death throes. We're going to grab a phone call. Amit in Spain. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine?
Mike, I sent you some money. It is going to Texas Republican Radio. Am I right?
Okay, good.
Thank
you very much for your support.
You're welcome. And one more thing. If you drink one glass of orange juice a day and not drink coffee 1 hour before till 1 hour after coffee or tea, I think you never catch cold. That's what it does to me.
Well, I'll definitely do a lot of orange juice, obviously a lot of pineapple juice living where I live.
Oh, yeah.
I got pineapples growing out in the backyard.
Pineapple, I don't know. Okay.
Well, actually, we also have an orange tree out there, so, you know, and
isn't that right? Try that. You never catch cold.
All right.
That's for sure.
Well, I didn't really catch cold this last time. It was something else entirely.
Right, but it makes your body stronger. Then you can fight the germs also.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike, I have two questions.
Yes.
One, America, like a dog with rabies, attacking everywhere.
Yes.
And there will be no end to it. And it doesn't matter how long China or Russia behave themselves, this is going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
They have to respond in some place. So do you think can we avoid the war? Because to my opinion, it is not possible. A second question is, I was talking to a Persian guy, said he doesn't know now, but in the past, these Iranian clerics were taking their orders from English government. What do you know about that one?
Well, we know that going back to the dissolving of the Ottoman Empire and the very arbitrary drawing of new borders in the Middle East to balkanize it and keep it weak, there was a tremendous British influence in the region. And part of that was certainly gratitude, going back to Lawrence. And British oil interests and American oil interests have maintained very tight lines of communication with these oil nations. Certainly in the past, there was a lot of dialogue and discussion to keep things moving along smoothly. Whether that is still valid today is anybody's guess, because Iran understands that what happened in 1953 was British and American covert assets overthrowing their democratically elected government, just like they've done in the Ukraine, and the imposition of the Shah. So today, following on the Iranian Revolution that kicked out the U.S. puppet government, Iran understands the U.S. is still trying to play the same game. They tried it back in 2009, tried to stage a coup d'etat masked as a revolution. That one cratered, fell flat on its face. And so I don't know that many people in positions of power and authority in Iran are listening to the U.S. or Britain over and above trying to figure out where they're lying again. So I don't know if that degree of control is and communication is still there. As for the first part of your question, obviously that is a very big one. Can we avoid the war? Certainly the 99% do not want any more war. The war is desired by the money junkies, by the bankers, who will spend whatever it takes, do whatever it takes to try and keep these wars moving forward, because war is the bankers' richest harvest, and they love war, and they don't even care which side wins or loses, and that is the doom of our civilization. And remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war, and now we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three. And it may even be the last one, with all the talk about nuclear weapons. And now they're wagging chemical weapons at us. We're so used to hearing, oh, they're suitcase nuke, terror, 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 and we're tuning out. So now they're changing the story, and we're getting warnings from the Department of Homeland Security that it is only a matter of time before Al-Qaeda does a chemical weapon or a biological weapon attack in the U.S. And we're tuning that out as well. We've got the Department of Homeland Security that cried wolf, cried Al-Qaeda, cried anthrax. And if there is an event, a nuclear attack, a chemical weapon attack, a biological weapon attack, it'll be another U.S. government fake, just like the anthrax letters that went out there right after 9/11 that were all written up to look like they were created by semi-literate Arabs, and it turned out the actual anthrax inside was a weaponized strain that traced right back to USAMRID and U.S. military anthrax stockpiles. So this is how government rules, with lies, fraud, and deception. The bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. Whether it's surprise attack at Pearl Harbor, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas on his own people, they use these lies to get you to go along with the war agenda. It's the one percenters who want this war. Watch the stock market. Every time it looks like we're closer to the outbreak of World War III, that stock market goes right through the roof because they're out there buying stock in the defense contractors and the ammunition suppliers, the bullets, the butter, and the bombs. Those are these strong investment buy options when it looks like we're getting closer to war. And every time they talk about, we avoided war, there's been peace, the stock market goes down again. Our economy is dependent on war right now. The banks are dependent on war. And that is why they're trying as hard as they can to get one. And they may get it. I mean, I've spent 20 years of my life trying to head off World War III. I'm dealing with a tremendous sense of personal failure now. But it's the reality we have to be prepared for. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Amit. We'll be back after these few words.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And heading on over, looking at the situation in Afghanistan, where we have been told the president wants to pull out and bring the troops home. Remember when Obama was campaigning in 2008, he promised the American people the first thing he would do as president was end the wars and bring our kids home. Didn't happen. Big presidential whopper there. On the basis of that, we should have kicked him out during his first term. You do not make promises to the voters that you simply break as soon as you're in office. The fault is the American people. We put up with it. The reason politicians lie so much is they get away with it. It gets them what they want. We, the American people, just don't seem to have a problem with that. And we ought to. Anytime one of our politicians sitting in an office in our public buildings, being paid from our tax dollars to take care of our nation, lies to us, we ought to go on in there, bounce them into the street, give them a good coating of tar and feathers, and run them out of town on a rail. The problem with the American people right now is that we lack the moral courage to make the cost of a lie by a politician outweigh its benefits. And on the day when the American people are willing to make the cost of a lie outweigh its benefits, the government will discover that truth is a virtue. And I guarantee you they will not discover truth as a virtue 1 second before that. And we need to be ready to do that. Now, Obama is apparently changing his approach to Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan. They were trying to do this thing about, well, we'll only have a few troops. We'll pull out most, we'll only have a few. Karzai has maintained his position that it's not up to him. His term in office is coming to an end. He's getting ready to retire from private life. And this decision about continued U.S. garrisoning of Afghanistan to protect the oil and opium flow is a decision left to his successor. And it looked like Obama was just going to sit back and say, all right, we'll deal with your successor. Now they're changing their position again, and they're going an all-or-nothing deal. Obama has now told Hamid Karzai that unless he signs this bilateral security agreement, which will keep your kids in Afghanistan through the year 2024, Obama will pull out all the U.S. forces and let Karzai deal with the Taliban himself on his own. That's the deal. It's an all-or-nothing deal. Karzai may call his bluff on that. The Taliban would be well-suited sending a message to Hamid Karzai saying, we absolutely promise no trouble. If you get the Americans out of here, which is what we want as well, then it's over. No more conflict, and we'll just go on doing what we're going to be doing. I don't expect Obama to even keep that threat. Because of the oil and opium, there's no way he's going to pull the troops out of guarding those opium fields. It's absolutely not going to happen. All righty. Now, over in Jordan, boy, it's heating up all over the place, isn't it? Is there like any one spot on the globe right now that is not in turmoil? Because I would sure like to move there. I know, Micronesia. Become an English teacher down there. Alrighty. Over in Jordan, their parliament has voted unanimously to expel the Israeli ambassador and recall their own envoy from Israel after Israeli lawmakers considered a move to take over a Jerusalem holy site, which is currently administered by Jordanians. Israel basically is looking at, you Jordanians go away. We will take over administration of this. And, of course, that was a horrible insult to Jordan. And that may have been Israel's point, because they're trying to kick up some trouble that they can use as justification to do more bombing and killing. This is the reason the Israeli forces went into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and started attacking Palestinians there, including Muslims who were at their prayers. They're trying to create a situation. They're trying to so offend these other countries, whether it's Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, so they'll do something. And then Israel can proclaim to them, oh, look what they did. That's the initiating event that justifies Israeli retaliation. And we have seen this time and time and time again. Going back to 2008, on election day, 2008, when the American people were distracted watching the election, Israel is the one that broke a six-month ceasefire with Hamas and bombed Gaza. And the next day, Hamas came out and said, well, I guess the ceasefire's over. And Israel said, aha, Hamas says the ceasefire is over, and they launched Operation Cast Lead. We have seen this before. Israel provoke until they get a reaction. Then they denounce the reaction to their provocation as an unprovoked attack. and they go in with their military, which, by the way, you're all paying for here. All righty, let's see. Now, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We are getting, obviously, out to the end of the month. They're already predicting another polar vortex, which is their way of dodging this whole global warming issue. There's another freezing storm that is getting ready to come in across the United States. And they're already predicting heavy snow, ice storms, likely the first week of March for central and eastern United States. And March traditionally come in like a lion, go out like a lamb. But we are continuing to see this major, heavy, very cold, record cold, ice and snow all across the United States. And the carbon Nazis are still out there saying, well, it's also warmer than normal over here in this little one place where we've got the thermometer set up. They're still trying to sell this whole global warming nonsense. And we know why they're pushing it very hard. The U.S. government is broke. I mean, they're borrowing and spending like crazy with no idea how they're ever going to pay it back. Obamacare was supposed to force us to give $200 billion in pure profit to the insurance companies, and the U.S. government would get their mafia-like piece of the action from that windfall as taxes. Hasn't happened. And that's why they're already talking carbon tax, even before we get out of this winter. And public relations people are going to tell you, you don't sell global warming in the middle of a cold winter. You wait for a hot summer. This government can't do that. They're under serious time pressures here. They're going to hit you with a carbon tax. Obama's already talking about this billion-dollar contingency fund. Where's that money going to come from? Carbon taxes. California's putting a carbon tax on gasoline. Next, it'll be a nitrogen tax. Then it'll be a water tax. Then it'll be a sunlight tax. It's got nothing to do with what's good for the nation and good for you. It's a cash grab. Because without a cash grab, without finding more ways to take wealth from you, these governments are finished. And that's a good reason for you to be pulling out of the system. And you should pull out of the system if for no other reason than to protect your own wealth. If it's in the banks, they can grab it. They're already talking Cyprus-style capital controls here in the U.S. All righty, getting back to the global warming thing. This is kind of funny. Apparently, British soldiers are now banned from training for snowy conditions at this base in Norway they use because it has now been deemed as too cold by the health and safety people. Apparently, the temperatures up at this training facility have been dropping to 25 degrees below zero. It's cold. And Al Gore's out there saying, no, it isn't! No, it isn't! That's not snow. It's white lumpy rain. Republicans on Capitol Hill are going to recall Lois Lerner to testify about the IRS targeting of dissidents. That scandal's not going to go away. And the GOP is going to fan it up between now and November. Good for them. We'll talk more about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, one of the many gates that are piling up around this administration continues to be IRS gate, where the IRS was targeting groups and individuals who were seen as not well-liked, if you will, by the Obama administration, dealing with issues of opposing policies certainly criticism on a lot of what Obama has been doing. And you need to remember that this is illegal. And it was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, sicking the IRS on his enemies. And apparently Obama thought, you know, maybe Nixon couldn't get away with it, but I can. Now, obviously, this blew up last year, and the Congress held hearings, as well they should, during which they called Lois Lerner, who was the IRS official at the center of this scandal of targeting conservative groups and dissidents for special review. And when she testified previously, on March 5th, and I'm sorry, they're going to call her on March 5th, but when she testified the first time, she basically came in, gave her name and her official title, and then invoked the Fifth Amendment. And that's something you need to remember about this. I mean, Obama supporters are out there saying, oh, there's nothing there. These conservative groups, they ought to be targeted. They shouldn't be using their donations to question the president. Of course they do. That's their whole reason for being. It's all First Amendment protection. I mean, can you imagine, can you just grasp the hypocrisy of a government that embraced Citizens United to allow corporations to go on TV with unlimited amounts of money to push their agendas, but when members of the opposition party or groups espousing conservative political agendas, it's okay to target them with the IRS. That's the double standard that we're seeing there. So apparently, Daryl Issa is going to recall Lois Lerner to testify again this coming March 5th. Now, what I think Issa ought to do is get her in there, get her under oath, and then grant her immunity for all crimes she has done. And at that point, she can't resort to the Fifth Amendment because she's not incriminating herself anymore. Not if she's got immunity. And if she refuses to talk about what she was doing at that point, then she can be hit with contempt of Congress. And it can start getting really serious for her. The Fifth Amendment protection, and it's a good one, only applies if you're facing prosecution. If you're granted immunity, you can't invoke that anymore. That's what they ought to be doing here. Now, apparently, there is a bill under consideration by Congress to rein in the IRS from this political targeting. And this is where Congress is again playing their same old game. Oh, there's a problem, we'll pass a new law. The problem was you didn't enforce the old laws. This is why we have so many laws. They'll pass a law, it's never enforced, there's another crime, oh, they make a new law. Let's enforce the laws that we have against this kind of behavior. We wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. Obama is already out there threatening he will veto this bill. So despite assurances from the administration that there was no targeting going on, Obama's already out there saying he will absolutely kill any legislation Congress passes to rein in this kind of behavior. And by the way, they're now saying that by the end of March, they expect to have 4 million people signed up for Obamacare. Okay? Well, that means, let's see, the current U.S. population is about 330 million. So they've signed up a little over 1%. And that means for the other 98.5% who have not signed up, they're in for a shock because the IRS is already posting enforcement notices for the Obamacare payments that you will have to make if you don't have Obamacare-compliant health insurance. They're not calling it a tax or a penalty. They're calling it a shared responsibility payment. It's a euphemism. Just, again, that's what this whole Obamacare thing was about. It's a cash grab. And if they can't get you to go through the health insurance companies, they're just going to take it from you directly with the Internal Revenue Service. So people are getting notices on that one already. And that's going to be 98.5% of the U.S. population, at least those paying taxes, are getting hit with these notices. One way or the other, they are going to be taking the money away from you. Okay, that's what it's really all about here. Now, Obama is actually out there on the campaign trail, even though he himself is not campaigning, but he understands that the Democrats are facing an uphill battle going into November. And Obama's out there trying to rally the troops and build support for the Democrats. Actually, a lot of Democrats would rather he didn't show up, but it's really not up to them. And so Obama's out there, and he's racking up the frequent flyer miles on Air Force One. And apparently, he was talking last night with some with his grassroots group Organizing for Action, which is sort of what they call Obama's Stalinesque useful idiots. And Obama is out there complaining that his policies are contested. Well, yeah, that sort of comes with the job. Okay, presidents are never uncontested. Their policies are never uncontested. It's the hottest kitchen in the world. And everything that you do will be criticized. And that criticism is, in fact, protected speech under the First Amendment. That's how the democracy process is supposed to work. You make a suggestion. We tell you it's lame and stupid and you ought not to go forward with it, like Obamacare. Then you go forward with it. Then we come back and say, we told you it wasn't going to work. And he's whining that people are questioning his policies and contesting his policies. And now he's trying to rally this group, Organizing for Action, as an ad hoc and unpaid network of people to go on the net and try and resell his policies and go on out there and shout down the critics online. So in addition to all the paid online shills that were just exposed, confirmed by Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald, Obama's out there trying to get people to do it for free. I don't think it's going to work. I don't know how many people, they said about 60 people showed up for this meeting for Organizing for Action. I don't think the grassroots are going to go for it. I think Obama's supporters are very disappointed in him because of all the lies and all the scandals. And I don't think it's going to work. But it does betray that Obama knows that he and the Democratic Party are in serious trouble. And it's because they can't get control of the independent media and the blogs. Even with all the money that all these intelligence agencies are spending to plant people online, to try and disrupt the discussions, to try and destroy the reputations of those of us here in the independent media. And it isn't working because we see that's what's going on. These tactics only work if the general public doesn't know it's happening. Like going back and looking at the history of COINTELPRO, when it was actually going on in the 1960s, Americans didn't know the government was doing this. It wasn't until 10 years later, in the mid-1970s, where the scandal came out and brought the federal government to the edge of delegitimization, because Americans were appalled to learn the government was doing this kind of thing. Today we seem to be a little bit more used to it. But that's actually the good news, because when you know the government is doing this sort of thing, those online shills and propagandists and operas, they're incredibly obvious. They're not subtle at all, because they don't really have any substance to what they're talking about. They're just standing there with their hair on fire and insisting they can't smell smoke. So basically, the White House is out there trying to get Obama's dwindling number of supporters to spend time online to insult and make fun of anyone talking about the failure of Obamacare, the DOJ spying on reporters, NSA spying on everyone else, Benghazi, the wars, IRS targeting of his enemies, the EPA playing favorites with Obama's cronies, all those failed green projects that enriched his friends at taxpayer expense, global warming being claimed in a freezing world, hunger and homelessness in America, make fun of it or blame it on the GOP. And it's not going to work, because just as we recognize the obvious shills and propaganda operatives that are paid to do it, those amateurs, those unpaids, are going to be even more obvious because they're less skilled, they're less trained. Now, Obama out there in his speechification trying to build support for the Democrats for November has announced he is going to call for $300 billion in spending on infrastructure projects here in the U.S. Obviously, it's going to resonate with a lot of people, because we understand our infrastructure has just rotted away over the last quarter of a century. And when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to go into this in detail, why it isn't really as good as it sounds, and it's probably just more of the same campaign season rhetoric that will go absolutely nowhere. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically, and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness, and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So Obama is out there starting the campaign for the November elections, because the primaries are beginning in just a couple of weeks. So he's out there trying to rebuild his reputation or that of the Democratic Party in order to avoid a complete GOP rout come November. And he's out there talking about he is going to call for $300 billion in spending on infrastructure projects over the next 4 years. So he's talking, you know, some $60 billion per year. He's also calling for a $600 million grant program to create jobs repairing roads, bridges, and transit systems, which sounds really good, except that every one of these programs coming out of the federal government spends millions of dollars for every one job that's being created, as opposed to simply funding the states or letting the states keep money to just do the road maintenance the way they're supposed to, which is why we're in this mess. The U.S. government has been shaving off money for infrastructure to pay for wars and Wall Street and Israel. And this is why the roads are falling apart. The storm drains don't work. The dead tree limbs are not cut back from power lines, so they come crashing down and black out cities every time there's a storm. It's the reason California is in this huge drought, because the western part of the United States is a desert, and its agricultural productivity is supported by a massive irrigation system that has been allowed to simply fall apart. It's cracked, it's leaking, it cannot deliver the volume of water it used to deliver. And that's why California is being told by the federal government, hey, we have no water to give you. Sorry. It's global warming. It's Al-Qaeda. No, it isn't. It is the failure of the government to take care of this nation. So Obama's out there, and he knows that we know the infrastructure is in trouble, and he's out there talking about $300 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, and it is to you and I. But when you look at the nation as a whole and the degree to which the infrastructure is crumbled, $300 billion is a microscopic fraction of what is needed to bring the nation's infrastructure back up to standards after decades of neglect. And there's another aspect that tells me this is just another one of Obama's election year rhetoric. Obama can't call for $300 billion for infrastructure. He can't call for $10. Revenue measures begin in the House of Representatives. Obama can speechify it all he wants, and he can suggest it, but it will be the House of Representatives that initiates the bill that says the federal government is going to spend $300 billion on infrastructure. And if they were going to do it, it would be in the current budget. So this is just more election year grandstanding here. Now, we've been talking about the Pentagon budget. Chuck Hagel came out and talked about reduction in our armed forces because the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are over. Well, not really, not when you've got Obama threatening Hamid Karzai to leave U.S. troops inside Afghanistan until 2024. I mean, the war may be officially over, hey, we won, but if you've got forces on the ground, those forces are still on the ground, and they're still involved, and they're still dealing with improvised explosives and a very hostile population that does not want them there. So this declaration that Afghanistan is over, well, not for the people who are still stuck there. And then we found out that Hagel's budget is actually an increase over last year. $115 billion. Where's it going? And that becomes a more pertinent question when you look at Hagel's new Pentagon budget and you see that benefits, both for active duty personnel and their families and the veterans, are being slashed. And these people are already having a tough time getting by. A lot of these military families are on food stamps. And they're cutting spending on the troops themselves. Where is the money going? Well, they're certainly absorbing a huge amount of it with all these boondoggle weapons programs like the F-35 and the Independence littoral ships and the F-22. And they got huge problems with the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier. It's not able to do what that was supposed to do. And, of course, all these drones. Well, I think probably the reality of this new Pentagon budget, and a lot of this is hidden in, $2,000 toilet seats and $400 hammers, is the emphasis is being put on covert warfare. The U.S. government understands an overt war is very unpopular with the American people. So they're trying to complete their dollarification of the world covertly, like we just saw in the Ukraine, like we're seeing in Syria. And that's where the money is being pumped into right now. Now, getting into the domestic economy, foreclosures are surging in New York and New Jersey. The foreclosure crisis has come back. Foreclosure gate has come back. And this is a problem because we have been told by the financial press that there was a housing rebound in New York and New Jersey, which is some of the most densely populated parts of the United States. And they've been waking up. See, look at all these housing rebound. People are buying houses. Well, they can't hang on to them. And it's interesting. I saw this commercial on TV for, I think it's Navy Federal Credit Union. You've seen them all over there where they have all these military people talking about, oh, it's a dire situation, but we got our house and everything. And it sounds wonderful and great that they can get the house, but how many military people have now committed to a mortgage payment who are going to be furloughed out, or they're going to have benefits and pay cut by the new budget? And then, of course, if they get angry about it, Dianne Feinstein will say, oh, see, you're mentally ill, and you can't have Second Amendment privileges anymore. When the federal government starts abusing the military that badly, they really are courting a disaster. The federal government's running out of people to support them. I mean, everybody on a federal paycheck will still support the federal government, but they're shrinking in number. You know, the Wall Street still loves Washington, D.C. The Internal Revenue Service still loves Washington, D.C. But they can't keep control over this country just with a bunch of bankers supporting them. For one thing, when the shooting starts, those bankers are going to run like hell. So we're seeing the foreclosures coming back. Over at the Federal Reserve, they're not even going to look at reassessing the taper to quantitative easing until at least April. They're just going to let it run on autopilot. And I understand why they're trying to taper the quantitative easing. They're trying to wean the financial system from this $80 to $120 billion of economic heroin that's been pumped into their veins every month going back for quite some time. And they're trying to basically pull out of that because all of that instantly created money every single month is part of the problem with the dollar international. Because the rest of the world is looking at what's happening to the dollar. That's why they're turning away from the dollar. And they're abandoning the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them and bring them back on board. We literally are in a race to see which happens first. The dollar collapses, taking the Federal Reserve and Wall Street and Washington, D.C. with it. Or they get their full-on, no-holds-barred global World War III. And it's a terrible thing to have to consider that those seem to be the only two options in our future. And obviously, given a choice between a potentially nuclear global war and the collapse of Wall Street, I'm leaning toward the collapse of Wall Street as probably the least harmful to ordinary people. Now, I was mentioning this to a caller that we had before, where we have had all these years of the austerity bailout approach to the escalating debt for all these countries that are entrapped by private central banking. And apparently, they're finally starting to acknowledge that simply loaning more money to a country and plunging it further into debt doesn't work to get that economy running again. Duh! We were telling you that 5 years ago. And Russia Today's Peter Oliver is reporting that this group of lenders that is known as the Troika that have been behind much of Greece's misery, and they're still out there saying, oh, take another bailout loan, it'll be great, more austerity and we'll loan you more money. The credibility is gone. People see it doesn't work for anybody except the bankers. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.